Dubai Eye
103.8.
This is The Agenda with Tom Urquhart.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
Hello, good morning. I'm Georgia Tolley. I'm standing in for Tom this morning. He will be back tomorrow, though. And today we are talking about secondhand stuff. Are you a fan? Do you scour De Bizzle or one of those Facebook groups looking for a bargain? Or do you prefer to buy things brand new in their original packaging so you know exactly where it came from and to make sure that it's in good condition? Buying used items basically does seem to be on trend today. I'm definitely part of that trend. But the big question is it a sign of the times? Now here's Saneha May Francis from the ARN News Centre.
In a place such as Dubai, where everything looks shiny and new, who would have thought that there's a big subculture of buying and selling secondhand items? Flea markets have been cropping up all over town and have become trendy. Dubai Flea Market, which started in Zabil Park years ago, has spread to other parts of the city and reached Sharjah. Its biggest is still the one in Zabil Park, where as many as 250 tables are set up and up to 10,000 people scour the stalls for great finds. Bring your tote bag and some cash and your flea market ready. Online secondhand shops are also gaining popularity. Websites, Facebook groups and apps such as De Bizzle, Cash Converters, Secondhand Dubai, Fashion Rerun, Shed see people clicking and swiping in search of a good bargain. Clothes, accessories, cars, books, electronics. Have you bought anything secondhand lately? Are you happy with your purchase? Or do you always prefer to buy brand new items for quality and warranty purposes? What will you buy used and what will you always buy in their original packaging?
So that's just one of the topics we're going to be talking about this morning. We also have news from the ARN News Centre and India. We'll be crossing live to India later in the show. Takeover radio star Jen is back and there's lots more. So join the conversation. Contact us on the phone 04871 5500. You can use that free messenger app or, of course, you can SMS us on 4001. We've also got a whole load of polls going up on the social media, so at Dubai Eye 103.8 FM. And we are making it worth your while, aren't we, Zina?
We are. Just like yesterday, we're giving away two prizes today. Send in your comments. Best comments win. The first prize that you can win is a 500 dirham voucher at 24th Street in Dusitani, Dubai, their newest restaurant that serves Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and Indian. Asian hawker center style. And of course, you also stand a chance to win two registrations to Tough Mudder in Ras Al Khaimah on the 1st of March. It's a very fun and challenging obstacle course. You get to bring a friend, loads of freebies too with the registration. So text in those comments about anything and everything, our main topic, the news, and whatever else is on your mind.
Yeah, anything that's going on. And as we said, our top topic today is whether or not you buy secondhand. Thank you very much indeed, Cosmina. You're already in with a chance of winning those two prizes. Cosmina says, good morning. I buy 95% of the stuff we need secondhand. It saves us a lot of money. So
wow.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
95% of pots and pans, clothes, car.
Car. I mean, I suppose most of us are renting out here, so that's sort of buying secondhand, isn't it, in a way?
It's true, yeah.
It's crazy. Honestly, I think I am a massive devotee to the bargain and to the secondhand market.
Yeah. Do you go to flea markets or do you usually buy online?
No, I'm a De Bizzle fanatic.
Oh,
and
wow.
Also, there's a Facebook site, a Facebook group called British Mums of Dubai, and everyone sells each other stuff on that. But De Bizzle, I'm really targeted. I use the filters. I only filter for close to my house because I don't want to be driving miles to kind of go and get anything.
Sensible.
And then I just look for toys. For the most part, I look for toys for the children.
Of course, you've got two boys.
Yeah, and the books. And I mean, we bought both of their bikes at least half price. It was brilliant.
That's great.
Really, really amazing. And but we've had lots of other people saying, sending us in messages. But what kind of used items are they exactly willing to buy?
I quite often buy secondhand clothes and baby bits for the kids and toys, things that can be cleaned easily. But I do find that in my home country, in the UK, clothes for kids and adults are really not very expensive. And because I have three kids, they get a fairly hard wearing. So it's generally more practical to buy new clothes. And I've also been disappointed in the past buying clothes secondhand on eBay, and they actually turn up and they're really quite worn. And so it's a bit of a false economy.
Yes, buying secondhand items is fine, but it depends on what item. It could be a car or a furniture, but the key here is you really have to personally check it out to see if it's still tip-top quality. Don't depend on emails or pictures.
We arrived in Dubai, family of five, 8 weeks ago with a suitcase each. I have kitted out quite a lot of our house from either people's secondhand things when they're leaving, and other useful sources have been Dubizzle and cash converters. There have been some hidden gems. We've also had disasters where I've bought something on Dubizzle and actually it's completely unusable, and there's not a lot you can do about it, unfortunately. I have to say it's been probably not something I'd do so much in the UK, but something that's been very effective and helpful out here.
We are discussing the joys of buying second-hand goods. Now, I'm going to have to come clean. I am a massive fan, and that might be why we're doing the topic this morning. Basically, I buy at least half of my clothes secondhand. I buy nearly everything for my boys secondhand. They get all their toys, they get all their bikes, they get half our furniture secondhand. My husband's not so keen. He's a bit squeamish about other people's sweaty bodies, just like Mohammed.
No, but it's the same in our household. My husband's not so keen, but I'm always the one joining these Facebook groups where, you know, they buy and sell secondhand stuff. And remember, I borrowed a Bumbo seat from you and I had to return it. So after that, I needed one because I had another baby. I bought one off one of the moms on this Facebook page that I joined, and it was 40 dirhams.
Amazing.
As opposed to 300. And it was clean, you know, it was used for a couple of months, so why not?
It's absolutely brilliant. Honestly, it's the best thing to do. If you've got any tips of any sites that people might not have found yet, I mean, obviously, we all know Dubizzle, but honestly, I did a little bit of a search this morning, and, you know, there's the flea market, there's cash converters, there's Secondhand Dubai. And then for books, there's House of Pros. Serena Kelly told me all about that. I hadn't found them. You can get secondhand books from House of Pros.
Yeah, they're down at Times Square Center, I think, on Sheikh Zayed Road.
Oh, brilliant. Well, send in any of your suggestions, 4001, or download and use that free messenger app. We want to hear about what you're buying, where you're buying it from, and whether or not you think we're completely crazy and we shouldn't be buying secondhand goods. I'm joined on the line by Yoga, who's given us a call. Yoga, hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What about you?
Very well indeed, thank you. So tell me, what do you buy secondhand, or do you think it's all a bit disgusting to buy secondhand clothes?
Actually, I have a simple rule for regarding buying secondhand goods. No for electronic items and clothes.
So no for electronic items and clothes. That's very sensible. But what will you buy secondhand?
Yes, I buy furniture and car also secondhand.
Amazing. Yoga, fantastic. Thank you for getting in touch. Lovely to hear from you. We are discussing the joys of buying secondhand, or at least I have the joys of buying secondhand. Do you do it? Or do you think it's a bit gross to own other people's things? And would you buy secondhand toys for your children? Or do you worry about hygiene issues? Would you wear secondhand clothes? Loads of people are texting in 4001, or you can download the free messenger app. Sina, what are people saying?
Elan, thank you for your text. I buy home decorative items and designer bags secondhand, but would not buy clothing or functional items like kitchenwares, bedding, etc. And Matthew's also texted in saying, I feel we too should have a free section in flea markets and near labor camps where people can recycle things instead of adding to pollution. Thank you very much. A great idea, Matthew.
That really is a great idea. There should be so much more of that. And there is this website called FreeCycle, which is massive in the US and the UK. And I think it's just sort of kicking off here. It's just getting started.
Oh, wow.
And it's a bit like eBay or a messaging board or like Dubizzle. You just put a message up saying, I've got a bed, I don't want it anymore, come and pick it up. And people can just say, yeah, can I have it? And then they just come and take it away.
That's awesome. No money involved. No, everything's free.
Totally free. And it's not, there's no catch. You know, people aren't trying to, you know, when you turn up, they're like, oh, it's 100 dirhams. None of that. It is just totally free. Amazing.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Now, I'm joined on the line by Megan Almarzuki, who has actually turned the secondhand vibe into something of a business, I suppose, in some ways. She's one of the two founders of Real Mums of Dubai Secondhand Souk. Hi, Megan. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Georgia. I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. I'm very pleased to be speaking to someone who I presume is part of the secondhand secret crew. We're an underground society, a bit like Wombles, if you grew up in the UK.
I like that, yeah.
So why do you think secondhand items are so popular?
I think this will probably, a lot of people are struggling right now. The economy isn't great. You know, rents are going up, school fees are going up, salaries are staying the same. In some cases, actually getting lower. And I think it's really hard, especially being a parent, speaking from, you know, from my situation. I have four kids, clothing them, sending them to school, feeding them isn't always the cheapest. So if I can save a little bit of money to put towards, you know, taking them out, I would rather buy a t-shirt that's, you know, being lovingly used and save that little bit of cash on the side. And I think a lot of parents feel that way right now.
For sure. I mean, I still buy all my children's clothes secondhand. And by the time they, I've only got two boys, but by the time they get to the second one, they do look a little bit tatty. But then they're only going to eat spaghetti bolognese and splash food all over it anyway.
Yeah. I think that, you know, personally for me, and I would hope that other mums would do the same, if you're going to sell secondhand items such as clothes or toys, you would sell them in a reasonably good condition.
Yeah.
I think that's important, especially coming from real mums. I think we have a lot of trust with our members and they trust each other implicitly that obviously the items are working order or, you know, a good clean kind of t-shirt.
Yeah, rather than the spike bowl one. And so what what items are selling best in the group? Which ones are sort of like hot potatoes?
Honestly, everything.
Oh, wow.
Surprisingly enough, everything. So the group's only about a year old. It branched off from Real Mums Dubai. And basically, we were getting so many sale item posts that it was just all the other important kind of advice posts were getting missed.
Yeah.
So we opened this about a year ago. And we literally have everything from kids' clothing to, you know, maybe somebody's overbought the nappies. And the child's grown out of them. So they have, you know, half a bag of open nappies.
Do you know, I've got a whole load of swimming nappies in one of my cupboards that I don't need anymore. Maybe I should sell them.
There you go. Flog them on the suitcase.
And two massive pots of Sudocreme. I obviously got totally overexcited when I was in the UK where it's cheaper. And honestly, I've got enough Sudocreme to cover a million babies.
Powder.
Yes, teething powder
is another popular one that people bring from the States or the UK. That is a surprisingly popular post.
There's a sort of secret sort of dealing market going on in teething powder among the mums, isn't there? And so, I mean, how many posts are you getting from sellers each day?
So we get approximately 3,000 a month.
Wow.
Which breaks down to an average of about 750 a day. Or a week, sorry.
My goodness, that's crazy. That is extraordinary. And so are people converting this into cash or are they looking for, is it free cycling or is it making a bit of money?
No, we pretty much get some free posts, but I think it's more mums just trying to get a little bit back of what they spend. Like here is very expensive. It's not like the UK or Europe, you know, you go into Primark and you get a t-shirt for £1.
Yeah.
You don't get t-shirts here for 5 or 6 dirhams. And I think, you know, especially when you're buying for multiple children, it gets very expensive. So I think if you can make a little bit back of what you've spent for the next year of clothing, like they grow fast.
Yeah.
Kids grow like weeds. So, you know, you buy a pair of shoes, 2 months later, they don't fit. If they're still in good condition, another mum who maybe doesn't want to buy brand new can use that. And then you can use that little bit of money to go towards the next size up. And I think that's kind of smart.
So, you know, what annoys me about out here is that none of the schools seem to have secondhand shops, whereas in the UK and also across Europe, that's just completely standard. And so I just bought a jumper for my son yesterday, which is, we all know they're going to wear for like a month tops. And, you know, it was 250 dirhams. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Ouch.
I mean, there's no secondhand shops. We need to start a campaign for secondhand school uniform shops.
We get a lot of people selling off uniforms or giving them away for free if obviously the child has moved up in a grade or left school. And they're also surprisingly popular. But yeah, we get a lot of posts asking if there is secondhand clothes shops here for uniforms, but something that's been overlooked, sadly.
It has.
I agree with you. We need a campaign.
And so as a mum, what are the things that you wouldn't buy secondhand? Is there anything that you're like, no, that's too gross?
To be honest, I'm quite cheap. And if I can save money any way possible, probably very little I wouldn't buy. Underwear, obviously, would be one thing. Though I have seen people sell their nursing bras. A lot of mums have been very interested.
I'd buy a bikini as well. I'd buy a bikini or a swimming cozy, a maternity swimming cozy. I have no shame. I'd probably wash it at 60 degrees first. But I'd take it.
Yeah, I mean, why not? If it's in good working order, you know, you can sterilize it. I don't really see that there's a lot that I probably wouldn't buy secondhand.
Amazing. Megan, thank you so much for joining us. That's Megan Al-Mazrouki. She's one of the two founders of Real Moms of Dubai Secondhand Souk. Thank you very much for your time and your advice.
Thank you for having me.
Can people just join your Facebook site? How do they find it?
So they need to join Real Moms of Dubai first.
Okay.
Our souk page is exclusively for our members, so that obviously there's the trust kept there.
Yeah.
And then once they're on Real Moms of Dubai, if they apply to the secondhand souk, they're automatically accepted.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Lovely to speak to
you. Thank you.
Really, really
fab. Take care.
Do you do it or do you prefer the joy of the shiny and the new? Does the idea of wearing someone else's clothes completely gross you out? Zee, what do you think about this? Do you buy lots of secondhand clothes?
I used to when I was in uni. There were so many shops selling secondhand clothes in Manila, and we call them Salvation Army shops.
Oh, I think they have that in the US as well.
Really?
Like, they're charity shops in the UK.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, in the posh areas, like in Knightsbridge in London, which is one of the poshest areas in the whole world, if you go into an Oxfam there, you get some really nice clothes.
Oh, wow.
Really?
In fact, we actually had a phone call from someone, Mariam, who's involved in a secondhand charity shop. They raise funds for incredible organizations here in the UAE. We'll be speaking to her later.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, as you talk about on the phones, we'd also join now by Damien Reed. He is the motoring expert and journalist. I've spoken to him loads in the past. He's been on Afternoons with Helen Farmer all the time. And we're going to talk about secondhand cars, aren't we, Damien? How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. Good morning, I should say. Very well, thanks. Yeah.
Fantastic to have you on this program as well. Now, we bought my husband's car new because we'd only just arrived in the region, and we had the fear slightly that all the cars here would like be infected with sand or something. I'm not really sure. You know, when you first move to the desert, you're a bit freaked out. But we bought my car, a secondhand Volvo. And if you look at the secondhand market, it really is wild out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is such a unique market for buying and selling vehicles because it's such a transient community, and there are some really good values on the secondhand market. It's because people come and go here because of their job contracts, etc., that sort of thing. There's always a good supply of near new cars that have to be sold quickly because people are leaving the country, and they're quite often sold with the balance of warranties and servicing packages and the whole thing. And I did exactly the same thing you did when I first moved to this country many, many years ago. I bought my car from the dealership. Because it was sure and safe, but since then I've bought them all privately.
Well, we were genuinely worried that someone, because we bought a 4x4 because we looked around and we could see that everyone else was driving a 4x4, and we wanted the children to be safe, and we wanted, frankly, to be the same size as everybody else on the road. But we totally had the fear that someone might have taken a secondhand 4x4 into the desert, you know, and just ridden up and down sand dunes with glee, you know, gay abandon, and that therefore the engine would somehow be ruined. Is that something that people need to worry about out here, or was that just classic newbie fear?
No, it's always very good to be prudent about SUVs here, because we use SUVs here far more than we would, say, you know, in the UK or in Australia, where I come from, or other places where they're used as suburban runaround cars. Here, we actually take them off road. We all go camping on the weekends in the desert and that sort of thing. So, you know, but the thing is if you're looking secondhand, then, you know, a lot of the dealerships now offer the same insurances in terms of checking cars over and warranties and all that sort of thing that you get with new. So, you know, you still get that peace of mind if you're looking through a dealership, say, for a used car. And if you're looking at privately, then get it checked out down at Tajil or through the RTA or one of these places, or even just your local garage, a guy that you might know. He'll check it over for not much at all.
How much do you lose if you buy a car new? Like, what's that adage, as you drive it off the forecourt, you're losing 15%? Is that true or is that inaccurate?
Yeah, very, very much so. The moment the car wheels out the showroom door, you can say goodbye to about 20%.
Wow. 20
to 30%, depending on the car. And then each year after that, you'll lose another 20% probably the next year, or 15% the next year, depending on what the car is. So, you know, I mean, my advice, my rule of thumb when I'm looking around for cars is, I think the best way to go about it is to buy as near new as you possibly can. The next demonstrator from the dealership, even if it's only 3 months old, someone else has taken that hit for you. and you're getting the benefit of the car without that initial depreciation that as soon as it rolls off the floor.
Amazing. Damien, thank you so much.
From the agenda
program, we don't get to go in depth in the same way as we do on Afternoons with Helen Farmer, but they can catch up with you on Thursday afternoons for Cash or Trash, and people can hear much more of you then. So thank you so much for joining us though. Really appreciate your advice.
Always a pleasure, girls.
Thank you so much. That's Damien Reid, the motoring expert or journalist. Did you buy your car secondhand? Did you get a good bargain? Send in your messages 4001 or download the free messenger app. Remember, you can be in with two absolutely brilliant prizes. I'll get Zina to tell you about those after the break. First of all, we've got to go to the news. Preemie Matthew. And Preemie, thank you so much for joining us on the line. What's your idea?
I happened to read an article in Gulf News about a shop in India where they sell only second-hand things free. Of course, anybody can walk in and just take whatever they like, which is a beautiful concept we can start in Dubai also, in the flea market probably, wherein people can just keep their stuff and whoever wants it can just take it free.
Wow, that's an amazing idea. So it's taking place in India already?
I did read a wall of hope or something. I don't remember the exact name, but yes, there is a wall where people can hang everything they don't need, and anybody can just take whatever they need from that. Gosh. And again, an idea from America during the winter blast there is just a hanger on the street wherein people can put their coats and all the blankets they don't need, and anybody can just take because, they had to beat the massive low temperature there.
Yeah, the cold. It gets so cold in the US, especially up in the north. It's extraordinary, isn't it? Wow, those are two absolutely amazing ideas of sort of, I suppose, upcycling and for charitable reasons. There should be something like this here. Where can we have it? Where can we host it, do you think?
Probably near the labor camps. Just keep your stuff there and whoever wants it can just take it because a lot of people may not have bed sheets and towels and things which you don't, we might be just throwing it away and adding to the pollution there.
Yeah.
And in fact, there's a very nice concept in Sweden, I think, where they have a full shop. It's an entire huge shop with sections too, full of only recycled stuff, just recycled stuff. And, that there, of course, they're selling it, which will be much more difficult in Dubai with the, rent and all that. But I wouldn't be surprised if it can work out in a park or some empty area where people can just, assemble like that and probably, sell it for whatever they want or even free. Even free. It could be sold free also, given free also.
What do you think about secondhand stuff? Do you buy it for you or your husband or your children?
I did visit the flea market and, yeah, that's a good place to get good books, in fact. Why pay extra when you get, even in Times Square, they have a very good book sale, where you can pick up books for 10 dirhams and all, which is really good, I would say, because why pay some 50 dirhams and you can get it for 10 dirhams.
Exactly. I think that's the one that's called House of Prose. Serena, our newsreader, was telling me all about it, and I had no idea. And books are so expensive in the UAE. It's crazy.
Exactly. Even the library fee, I would say, is around 10 bucks. And you get a full book for 10 bucks, which you can, again, sell if you want. Or just keep it and, be a part of your library at home also. So I think it's happening at Times Square every Friday, I think.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm sure I saw one in the garden centre as well. The garden centre along Sheikh Zayed Road? I thought I saw a little bookshop there, but that was a good few years ago, so maybe it's not there anymore. If anyone knows, if they could text in 4001 or download the free messenger app, because I'd love to know whether that bookshop's still there in the garden centre.
It's definitely there in Times Square, and I think they alternate between Oasis Center and Times Square because I've seen it at both places. And I remember they said it's on alternate Fridays in both places. So if you can't catch it at Oasis Center, just drive down to Times Square. And I think it is still happening. I think I last bought it about 1 year ago or something, but I think it's still happening.
Amazing. Preemie, thank you so much for your time. Really lovely to hear your idea about upcycling things. Loads of texts coming in, Zina. What are people saying on the texts?
People are saying, I love today's topic. So happy you're discussing secondhand. Thanks, Martina. I'm guessing she's a big fan. Where are the labor camps, as you've been discussing there with Preemie? I know there are labor accommodation sites in Sonapur, some in Al Khoz, and other parts of Dubai. Joint shop. Shop Well for Less UAE on Facebook. It's not secondhand, but all shopping and supermarket promotions and deals. Wow, this is a free,
that's
free,
a free
advert.
Well, I mean, we're all about saving money on the program today, so that's absolutely brilliant. As far as the labour camps, I guess there are organisations called Feeding the Blues and things like that. So if you get in touch with them, that might be one way to help out. We've got another caller on the line now. Mohammed is calling. He's from a company called Fashion Rerun. Mohammed, lovely to hear from you. How are you?
Yes, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So tell me about Fashion Rerun. What do you do?
So we are basically an online used clothing store based in the UAE that was basically set up in 2013. We started with a retail outlet in Satwa, and eventually in 2016 we set up an online store.
Oh, great. And so is it popular? How's it going?
It's going very well. You see, we see that there is a lot of demand for secondhand clothing. But look, there is basically a lot of demand that we see. But a lot of people are also not very comfortable with secondhand clothing. There's a lot of concern people have regarding hygiene.
Yeah.
Regarding the journey of the article that is there. And all these concerns to me seem very valid if you look at secondhand toys or cars or furniture. End of the day, I guess it's all about personal preference.
I mean, my husband is a bit squeamish about wearing secondhand clothes. I have absolutely no issue with it. And with toys, I just sort of spray some disinfectant on them, which is probably worse for my children than if I didn't do anything at all. But I mean, I suppose the best question to ask is, would you wear secondhand clothes? Do you think they're a bit gross or not?
Well, absolutely. Because I'm into this industry, I have to have faith in my product. End of the day, look, who doesn't want a bargain, right? Because with what we are selling, you can get on our website branded, for example, you can get a branded T-shirt for a fraction of its price. And who wouldn't want to save money?
Exactly.
But at the same time, you know, for the people, I've heard that a lot of people are not very comfortable with buying secondhand. Look, you can't have everybody liking secondhand, so... Absolutely, there is a big appetite in the market for secondhand clothing. But then I hope everybody does not go secondhand. Otherwise, eventually we run out of supply because they're selling your product, right?
That's a very good point. You need fashion to move on. You need people to be buying endless T-shirts each season. Otherwise, there's not going to be a secondhand market.
Absolutely.
For Fashion Rerun. That's brilliant. And how about cars? Did you buy a new car or a secondhand car? I'm getting really intimate now, sorry.
Since when I've been here, I've always been a fan of buying secondhand cars because end of the day, anything that you buy secondhand, you need to be sure that you're going for good quality. If you're going to go look for something good, I don't think you're going to get disappointed because there is a lot of savings end of the day.
Amazing.
So why not?
Well, exactly. Why not indeed? Mohammed from Fashion Rerun, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you getting on the line
thank
to speak
you.
To us. Thank you very
you.
Much indeed. If you want to get in touch, you can download the free Messenger app or you can message us on 4001. Thank you so much, Sharon. You sent in a message saying Garden Centre House of Pros is now closed. What a pity, because that's the one that's closest to me. Although Times Square is not far away, so I can pop down there every other weekend as well. And seen another message coming in?
Yes, thank you, Finn. Always love the show. I would buy everything except underwear secondhand. I haven't bought secondhand here as didn't realize there were shops, etc. Now you know, Finn.
Oh, yeah, Finn. I mean, there's so many. I was researching it this morning because I came up with the idea of us doing this topic because I'm so passionate about buying secondhand myself, that one of my really close girlfriends looked at me with absolute astonishment that I would buy anything secondhand. She was genuinely revolted by it. And it made me realise, a bit like Mohammed, he's like, I'm not wearing other people's clothes.
Yeah.
Mohammed Suleiman's like, I'm not doing that.
It's definitely an underground culture that not many people know about. I didn't realise because on the Facebook pages, on certain websites, it seems like everyone's doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I've got another friend called Amelia. We were having dinner with the children, you know, usual pasta pesto. And we were sitting there and I was like, she's like, where did you get your dress? I said, oh, I got it on eBay in the UK and then I make my mum bring it out for me. She went, oh my gosh, do you do all your shopping on eBay as well? And it was like, she does all of her shopping on eBay, just like me. And it's like we'd found a kindred spirit.
Oh, just we like
didn't,
that.
Yeah, we didn't have that much in common before then. We didn't really know each other except for the children. And it was like a meeting of minds. an acknowledgement of you know, overall joy.
It's
ridiculous.
Amazing. We should start our own group.
We definitely should start our own group. Mariam got in touch. She's rung us up. Mariam runs a secondhand shop, which apparently helps a charity. Mariam, thank you for joining us on the line. Lovely to hear from you.
Yes, thank you for having me.
An absolute pleasure. So tell me about what you do in the secondhand goods market.
Well, initially it was just a small gesture. Right around Christmas time, I was clearing out closets and I started posting things up for sale and just saying to my cat charity, you know, I'm going to clear out some stuff and donate some money because we were in need for some funds. And then friends gave me things to sell and said, oh, hey, you know, if you'll do that, I'll donate some items. And then it kind of snowballed from there. And so I created a page called Secondhand Sales in Dubai Investment Park. And we've been receiving donations. I go pick them up, sort them, steam clean clothes, that kind of thing, and then post them for sale.
Amazing. And how big a market is it? You know, how many sort of pickups are you doing a week, for example?
Well, it's, you know, it's slow because I'm not terribly aggressive about advertising. What I have done is just kind of through word of mouth. So just through word of mouth, I'm picking up twice a week about,
that's loads.
You know, a box here and there. And I've even, you know, because I'm crazy about Marie Kondo on Netflix, I've been helping friends do the same thing to their closets because
that's
I have
brilliant.
To say it is a rather liberating experience.
Yeah. So Marie Kondo, if you don't know about her, she is a lady who's obsessed with decluttering people's lives. She basically encourages you to hold an item. And if it doesn't give you joy, you have to give it away. That's the deal,
yes.
Right?
Exactly. And it's not just if it doesn't give you joy. It's one of these things. Could it give joy to someone else? Is it more value to someone else in their life than just cluttering up my closet? And I think at the same time, I mean, it's a rather selfish act that I've done in a weird way because it gives me such a kick to be able to hand over a little handful of money every week to our cat organization and to say, you know, this is what I contributed and none of these things have gone to waste.
Wow. Mariam, it sounds like you do an absolutely amazing thing. Thank you so much for getting in touch. If you're interested in buying secondhand stuff, then you're going to really like this next interview. I'm joined on the line by Mohammed Al-Hamwi. He's the operations director for Dubai Flea Market. They run these flea markets across Dubai and Sharjah. The biggest one's in Zabil Park on the first Saturday of every month, where they have up to 250 tables and up to 10,000 people visit. So here I was thinking it was sort of an underground society. It definitely isn't. Everyone's buying secondhand, aren't they, Mohammed? Good to have you on the line. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, how are you?
Very well, indeed. Now, tell me, how did you get going? How did you tap into this extraordinary sort of enthusiasm for secondhand gear?
Yeah, this is a long story. It's 10 years ago. We started this business in UAE, especially in Dubai. We started in Al Safa Park, and after that, we grow up. We have now 6 events every month.
What are people selling?
They are selling everything, anything in the house, clothes, electronic use, shoes, anything, everything. But the furniture, we don't have a place for these big pieces, so they can take a photo and display it over there on the stand.
Wow. And so do you have rules on what people aren't allowed to sell?
Yeah, we do. We have about, let's say, all the nationality, they are joining us for selling and buying as well. So I have a lot of different nationality. They are coming, even, you know, locals from UAE, they are coming. They are from Europe, from America, Arab, Indian, Filipino, all nationality. They are coming for selling and buying as well.
Brilliant. Is there a lot of bargaining going on? Can you get a real steal?
Yeah. There is, for example, there is a lot of people, they like, you know, to use this, option, you know, because in the malls or anywhere, they cannot say how much and make discount or something. No. But there they come for you. They will tell you, the seller there will tell, let's say, 50 dirhams. No, 10, it's okay. And in the end, they're accepting 10 because, you know, they won't finish these.
Well, the last thing you want to do is put it back into the car. I've been at car boot sales. The last thing you want to do is, like, have to put everything back in the car and take it home. That's for sure. Mohammed.
Yeah.
Mohammed Alhamwi, your operations director for the Dubai Flea Market. When's the next one? When can people find out more about them?
Yeah, the next one, it will be in Al Barsha Pond Park coming Friday, 22nd of February.
Okay.
And if they need more information, they can go to our website, www.dubai-fleamarket.com. Or if they want a weekly report, they can join us in the Facebook, Dubai Flea Market, or Instagram, Dubai Flea Market. We are putting every week a schedule over there.
Amazing,
every
sir.
Tuesday, yeah, every Tuesday.
Amazing, sir. Thank you so much for your time. That's Mohammed Alhamwi. He's the organizer of the Dubai Flea Market. And I'm joined now on the line by Catherine, who runs Baby Bazaar. Now, Catherine, if people haven't heard of Baby Bazaar, what is it?
Hi, Georgia. So Baby Bazaar is basically a market that we run twice a month in Dubai. And basically, it's a market for parents who can come and shop and buy anything to kids. So toys, books, clothes, absolutely everything, which are all secondhand, or we call them pre-loved. And also for parents to be able to actually book a table and then they can sell their items. So we all know how fast kids grow. And how quickly you go through things and how expensive it is being a mum. So it's sort of a win-win for everyone to be able to help both sides.
Now, I'm so pleased you rang in, and you did genuinely ring in. We didn't get in touch beforehand. Because I've actually had a table at Baby Bazaar.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I did it.
Yeah, you're literally speaking to the, you're preaching to the converted. I did it about 2 years ago, and I was thrilled. I made like 1,200 dirhams on like one.
Amazing. Like how much, you know, like when you start sorting through and you think, oh, these are just like, I've just got a few bits. And then when you add them up and put them on your table and sell them, I mean, we have people, you know, coming making anything from sort of 1,000 up to, we've had people making like 7,000 dirhams off their table. And you have a clear out at the same time. So it's a really, it works well for everyone.
It's such a lovely cleanse. Like you just feel, and at the end of the day, you're exhausted though at the end of the day. Like I have a whole newfound respect for people that work in shops or restaurants when you're on your feet all day, because it was hard work, like fun, but hard work.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're literally talking nonstop. We run the market for, in Times Square. We've got the one this Saturday, which runs from 9 till 2. So we try and do it in the morning because we understand it's mainly mums. We're mums ourselves. So then people can head home, you know, and still see their kids before they head back to school the following day. But it is, it's like you're talking nonstop, and, you know, you do get people negotiating. You have people there wanting a bargain. But it's just, it just works, like I said, really well to have that, get have a clear out, get rid of all that stuff that's been lurking around in your cupboard for so long and actually make some cash out of it.
It's brilliant. The bargaining is hard and fast, and you need to take a friend because people descend on you. Like there are experienced bargainers here, and they dive in, and before you know it, you've sold everything for like half what you had in mind. Like you have to stay strong, stay focused, and stay, you know, have lots of fluids, basically.
Yeah, totally. Coffee is like crucial. I think it's probably the coffee shop's best day of the month at Baby Bazaar.
Yeah.
And we have like, you know, we have like between 1,500 and 2,000 shoppers. So it's really busy. But yeah, I mean, we always say to people, you know, stay firm on your prices. You know, you know what something's worth, and you know how much you've spent on it. But at the same time, you don't want to leave with those big items. So, you know, you want to get rid of them. But at the end of the day, like I said, it's a sort of double thing. You get that clear out at the same time.
And so do you buy secondhand in your life? Are you part of the crew?
I mean, I'm from the UK. We have charity shops in the UK. I've got two small kids. And it's, you know, I had my first daughter when, you know, money was pretty tight when I first had her. And so it was a real godsend, and you can pick up things which are basically new. And actually, I'm literally right now sorting out stuff to sell this weekend.
Brilliant.
And go myself and to go through and, like, you know, some things, you know, the gifts which were given to us, and I've got girls and people love to buy pink silly things as gifts when you have a girl, and yes, they're not my thing. And
yeah,
I've got things with labels on them, and you can, you know, they're just sitting in my cupboard. So.
Well, when I first had a baby, nobody told me that 3 to 6 months. You know, I thought I had to wait till my baby was 3 months, and that is not the case. My giant beastly boys were basically born the size of 3-month-olds, but by the time I pulled out all the 3 to 6 month presents, they were too big for them. Great big chunky monkeys, like, and so I mean, literally worn maybe once and then taken off.
And also, you have it with you know, with baby equipment, especially when you're a first time mom, and you get conned into thinking you need everything in the whole world. You know, the shops do a great job of that; they're their marketing. So you buy everything you think you need, and actually, you barely use half of it because before you know it, they're crawling or walking, and you didn't use that walker for long at all. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's sort of things of all shapes and sizes, anything to a kid, basically.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. Well, Catherine from Baby Bazaar, lovely to have you on the line. Thank you so much for joining us. And would you believe it, we're now joined by somebody else from another company called Cash Converters, another fantastic secondhand company. They're on the line. Hello, who's speaking here?
Hi, this is Basma from Cash Converters.
Hi, Basma. How are you doing? So how long has Cash Converters been going? And what? Well, I'm going to pretend I don't know what you do, although half my bedroom furniture is from your shop. So for people that don't know what you do, what is Cash Converters?
So Cash Converters, we are offering great quality products that are secondhand and with great prices. So people sell their secondhand furniture, and you know, we follow Sheikh His Highness Sheikh Mohammed's vision by recycling, and so we upcycle our furniture and sell it. And we've been open from 2012.
Brilliant.
Our first shop in El Fo, and second shop in Satwa in 2016.
So I've been to your shop in Al Khoz, and I hear basically we came to your shop when we arrived in Dubai and our shipment didn't arrive for another 6 weeks, and we moved into our villa, and I'm talking these just empty rooms and nowhere to sit, no curtains, no cooker. I mean, literally, you know what it's like when you move to a new country, and there was nothing there. So you guys helped us out hugely. I've heard rumours that you guys will do house clearances, so you'll actually come to people's houses and take away the stuff for them. Is this true?
We do house visits sometimes, not all the time, because we're, you know, we're very busy.
Yeah.
If there are interesting items that we come and do home visits and you know, can clear out your house.
So we found so many websites when we were researching this topic that deal with secondhand goods, secondhand clothes, secondhand cars. Why do you think it is that the UAE's got such a vibrant secondhand market?
Why do we do or we don't?
Yeah, why do you think we do?
Why do you think we do? Well, you know, there's people coming in and out of Dubai all the time. Like, there's so many people coming in and always in a rush to sell their furniture and leave the country, and people that come in that don't want to spend a lot on furniture, so they come to our store and buy secondhand furniture. They're great. Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Basma Talib. You are from Cash Converters. You can check them out online, or they've got a store in Al Khoz. Thank you so much for joining us. We've had an incredibly busy program. We've been discussing secondhand goods and whether or not you buy secondhand, what you buy secondhand, whether you think it's disgusting to wear secondhand clothes or whether you think it's totally awesome. And then we've also been discussing whether or not it's appropriate for me to blow my nose at the desk. One of my colleagues was completely offended and said that I should have gone to the loo or the toilet to blow my nose. And luckily, we've been getting quite a lot of texts in to support me that I'm not completely committing this ghastly social faux pas. Thank you, Ma, who wrote in saying, so funny, had exactly the same issue in my office. Clearly, it's a different cultural approach to what is considered polite. I was told I was rude for blowing my nose while my colleagues could snort their phlegm loudly the whole day. And that wasn't an issue. I have to say, when I went into radio, I never thought I would say the expression snort their phlegm on the radio.
Oh, thanks for repeating it, Georgia.
Sorry, I just said it was a moment for me. It's a radio moment.
We've got Simon. Simon, we edited your text slightly.
Thank goodness, because certain words are still not allowed on the radio.
Make it radio friendly. You should explain to that man that not everyone washes their hands when they go to the loo. Should make him freak out.
Oh, whoa, yes, that, yes. Let's not talk about nuts and testing of nuts either, because that's a bit too much. Right, the other topic was whether or not you're happy to buy secondhand goods. And I'm joined on the line now by Rohit, who got in touch. Rohit, what do you think about buying secondhand things?
Yeah, Julia, I'm very much in favor of buying used items because, it all depends what exactly are you buying and do you exactly know how to verify before buying, you know. If you're going for a car, you must know that what all things are to be checked before buying a used car.
Yeah.
So that is my take. And for the children's, like the toys and all, I prefer always the used ones because it's hardly a week or a month they play it with.
Yeah.
After that, it's off to use. If you go for the expensive ones, it's all a whole big hole in your pocket then. So even the children don't play after a month with them with the same toys. And also, if you talk about the other items in the household, Rohit,
you're taking your seatbelt off. You're so naughty.
Yeah, I just parked my car. I'm a safe driver. I've never had any fine past 5 years.
It was live on the radio the moment Rohit didn't put his seatbelt on. Rohit, what have you been buying recently secondhand?
I just bought a cross trainer.
Oh, okay.
Which is like hardly 100 to 150 dirhams.
I find cross trainers are really, really good to hang clothes off. I think they, you know, you can put shirts on them, scarves.
Exactly. You know, when you buy a new one, you are sure that you're not going to use it for long. Like maybe hardly 50, 70% of people do not use it for more than a month or two.
Yeah.
They leave it like that. And if you join a gym, you pay like 300 bucks a month.
Yeah.
So I thought of a better option, go for a cross trainer. Even if I don't work up after 1 month, it's okay. 100 and 150 dirhams is okay.
Amazing.
So that's my whole idea for these things, yeah.
Rohit, amazing to have you on the line. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Rohit's one of the people that got in touch with us. And anyone who got in touch today could join the conversation on 4001 or on the free Messenger app was in with a chance to win a competition. And Zina has chosen the winners. I never put your mic up. I'm so sorry.
It's not
that I don't want to hear you. It's just that I'm inexperienced.
Oh, you'll want to hear this. The competition winners, 24th Street, 500 dirhams spent at Dusit Thani, Dubai's newest restaurant. What's it called? 24th Street, yeah.
Yes.
Aris, congratulations. You won. Thank you for texting in your comment. Basically, Aris, as said earlier, when you pay full price, you tend to get obsessed with material things because you get wrapped up in the item's value. Great point, Aris. You win 500 dirhams at Dusit Thani's 24th Street. And of course, we've got Premi Matthew, one of our callers, who told us about a great thing they're doing in India. People can hang unwanted stuff on a wall. Other people can take it and upcycle it. You called us earlier, Premi. Thank you very much. You win two places, a Tough Mudder in Ras Al Khaimah. That's on the 1st of March. So start telling a friend and start training.
I loved Vivan's text message as well. She's in Umm Sakeem. It says, it's disgusting when someone blows their nose near me when I'm eating in case it goes into my food.
Ugh.
I also find it annoying people eating noisily or slurping. I'm disgusted with people sneezing into my face. I dislike people taking selfies. They're too self-obsessed. I should live in a cave.
Amazing. It's lunchtime.
That's absolutely genius. Fantastic. We've had so many brilliant calls today. Thank you very much, everyone that got in touch. Let's just have a listen to a bit of a roundup.
There's a very nice concept in Sweden, I think, where they have a full shop. It's an entire huge shop with sections too, full of only recycled stuff, just recycled stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if it can work out in a park or some empty area where people can just, you know, assemble like that and probably, you know, sell it for whatever they want. Even free, it could be given free also.
Damo joined us as well on
the
line.
There's really good values on the secondhand market. It's because people come and go here because of their job contracts, etc., that sort of thing. There's always a good supply of near new cars that have to be sold quickly because people are leaving the country. When I first moved to this country many, many years ago, I bought my car from the dealership because it was sure and safe, but I've bought them all privately.
Fantastic to have Damien Reid, automotive journalist, on the radio telling us about how we should buy secondhand cars and how there really are some good deals out here. Thank you so much, everyone who took part. It has been the most brilliant conversation. Really, really good to have you all on the agenda.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.